The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
A libertarian. We're finding out why Penn Jillette says that he is a libertarian. What's his story? The comedian, magician, the man who's behind all kinds of entertainment that has entertained Americans and people all around the globe for decades. Recently had an amazing personal transformation.
Yeah.
He lost a lot of weight.
He had some health issues that he needed to resolve immediately, apparently.
And he did.
Yeah.
And lost a significant amount of weight, which actually inspired our very own Daryl W. Perry to do the same thing. And
right.
He's had similar results.
Yep.
So, Penn Jillette, I think a hero. He's done just a lot of great work. And I've always, since I was a kid, followed along with Penn and Teller. So it's also just great that he happens to be a libertarian as well. He does a great podcast called Penn Sunday School. It's a weekly podcast with Penn and some of his buddies just kind of sitting around shooting the S and having a good time.
Even though he says that he should be a liberal and he should be feeling the burn.
That's where you left off in this article.
You know, everybody assumed that they would be fast-tracked to be sort of these Hollywood liberals.
Well, they were hanging out with those people. They were in those, those circles, if you will. He and Teller, he's referring to their early career when they got started. And that's. And by the way, where was this posted again?
Originally from taken from a speech at the Cato Institute, some Cato benefactors.
All right, let's hear some more of it. And if you want to jump in here, you can certainly talk about Penn Jillette, any influence that he's had over you, but also just how did you become a libertarian? What's your story? Always happy to hear those. Everybody's got an interesting path to liberty. Go ahead, Johnson.
So he says, the way media tend to present libertarians is that we're conservatives or we're people with money who want to smoke dope. And it's really not true at all for me. I do come...
He doesn't do any kind of drugs.
Right.
Apparently.
He doesn't touch anything.
Not even alcohol.
Not alcohol, not nicotine, not anything.
He seems to be kind of a sex addict, though.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that may be true.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't know, I don't know what his relationship is like with his wife. I mean, it's
I don't either.
It, could be open, but I don't know.
I'm just going based on what I've heard him saying.
Yeah,
I know. It's probably not the right. Probably sex addict is probably not the right term. But a lot of people who don't, they don't go into the world of drug use to alter their states of consciousness will go deeper into the world of sex.
Right.
That's just kind of something I've observed.
Right. So he says, and it's really not true at all for me, being, somebody with money who just wants to smoke dope.
He has money, but he doesn't want to smoke dope.
He says, I do not, well, he didn't when he started.
Good point.
I do not come to libertarianism because I'm a really successful business person or a CEO or because I have to fight regulations. I really come to it from a purely hippie point of view. I have always been a peacenik, and in the 80s, I met a man named Tim Jennison. I was then just kind of your standard liberal, and Tim was a libertarian. I started giving all the arguments for why the government had to be more powerful, and Tim said a really simple sentence to me. He said, do you think it's okay to punish people who've done nothing wrong? And I said no, even though I felt somewhere in my heart that it was a trick question. And then he said, why is it okay to reward people who've done nothing right? Now, Penn didn't cover it here, but I'm going to give an aside here. If you don't know who Tim Jennison is...
I don't.
Tim Jennison is the CEO and founder of NewTek.
Okay,
well, you will when I say... well, if I can remember this, it's on the tip of my tongue. The NewTek... The NewTek TriCaster.
Oh.
Now you know who I'm talking about. It's a video technology that's relatively affordable that allows people to basically make their own television studios and, some podcasts and people who are... I mean, it's expensive enough that it's not easy to get, but if you're...
A few grand,
yeah,
7,000
but if you're a media studio, I mean, they've revolutionized the industry.
Right.
This guy's got...
You can't be without it.
Yeah, he's got a ton of money and... you know, he's kind of obsessive. He's like this obsessive tech guy. He's kind of like a Steve Jobs or a Wozniak, or, you know, he's,
okay,
you know, actually probably more like a Wozniak. He, you know, he's very, very technical. Tim Jennison is the focus of the movie Tim's Vermeer, which was produced by Penn and Teller.
Oh, okay.
That movie is about, you know, this guy's obsession with recreating an exact Tim Vermeer. reproducing an exact Vermeer Renaissance painting.
Okay.
And it's an amazing documentary.
Huh.
You know, it's probably, I would say, out of all the documentaries I've ever watched in my life, it's definitely my favorite documentary.
Wow.
By far.
Better than Derek J's Victimless Crimes?
Sorry, Derek.
Oh, man.
If you guys had the budget they had to make this movie, I'm sure it probably would have been. But, okay, so, you know, he goes into these arguments. He said, Tim Jennison said, can't you see that you can't reward without punishing? They're the same thing. And that shut me up for a little while. Then Tim started saying, you know, you're so against force. You've never hit anybody in your life. You've been beat up. You've been in carnival situations that have gone badly, and people have hit you, and you've not hit them back because you didn't think it was life-threatening. You are insanely peacenik in terms of the way you see war and what the country should do. Why do you think it's okay for the government to use force to get things done that you think are good ideas?
Great question for a liberal. I mean, these are excellent questions for people who believe, you know, that they are peaceful.
Right.
They believe outwardly in the ideas of peace. That's the rhetoric that they use. But then when you start to nail them down on these issues of punishment for not paying taxes and things like that, that's when they start to have to face the question about, wow, am I actually
taxes
supporting
aren't
violence?
Theft. What are you talking about? I mean, some of them won't face it ever.
Well, right. No, they won't, because they don't want to feel the cognitive dissonance that arises when they realize, whether consciously or subconsciously, that they are indeed on the side of aggressive force against their neighbors, which is, of course, what the government does. Government is force, and it is violence.
I've had some friends, you know, from my past, in like distant, like high school, college, that kind of thing, where I've had this conversation with them, and it has come down to where they'll say, you know, they do support force, and that's when I have to part ways. That's when when it comes to that point, it's like, well, then I don't want to be around you. You're a dangerous person.
It's hard to get one of them to actually to come out and actually embrace the use of force, because most of them don't really want to see themselves as that.
If you have a long enough conversation, I mean,
you can get there.
Friends with, you know,
right? Yeah, that's true. You can get there. And you're right. That okay. Well, you've reached the end of the line with that conversation.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate because it's like, I mean, on one level, it's like, oh, well, I'd still like to be friends with this person, maybe, you know, but at the same time, it's like, but, you know, if I want to live a free life, I can't, you know, have somebody like that around who just doesn't care. You know, like, they're not about people. They're about, you know, duty and law. And
they believe that other people should be told what to do.
Right.
And it reminds me of a guy who was here in Keene for a little while. He moved here as part of the Free State Project. And then he ended up leaving libertarianism and becoming an out-and-out lefty.
Right.
And I remember asking him about that, you know, like, you used to be this principled libertarian. What happened? And then he basically said, well, that he realized that some people needed to be, for their own good, he believed, told what to do. Like, oh, well, so-and-so is going to go, and they're not going to give any money to the roads. So, therefore, we need to force them to give money to the roads. Or
they should
the project.
Be killed. Because that's what it really comes down to.
That is what it comes down to.
You know, if they don't agree, if they don't comply, the threats should just keep escalating. Anyway, so going back to Penn Jillette here, he said, after responding to that, you know, that question, why do you think it's so okay for the government to use force to get things done that you think are good ideas, Penn started thinking. He started thinking that one really good definition of government is that government is supposed to have a monopoly on force. The government is the guys with the guns, and we are the people who tell the government what they can do. So in my morality,
He only got half of that right.
Yeah.
The government are the guys with guns, but they don't care what you think.
Yeah. So in my morality, I shouldn't be able to tell anyone to do something with a gun that I wouldn't do myself.
That's true.
Now, I want to add,
and most of them wouldn't.
Right.
Most of the liberals who support the state, they wouldn't do the dirty work. That's right. Why they have the police. And so they feel like when the police do these things to people on their behalf, supposedly, that it's okay.
Well, this
okay.
is different. And Penn's morality says, so in my morality, I shouldn't be able to tell someone to do something with a gun that I wouldn't do myself.
Right.
Right.
But most liberals are happy to tell someone with a gun to do their dirty work because they would never pick up a gun and do all of that themselves. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More about how Penn Jillette came to the ideas of liberty. It sounded like it was somebody who was close to him who influenced him.
Yep.
Tim, what was his name? Jennison?
Jennison, yeah.
It's always, you never know who that person's going to be. You never know who you're going to touch and influence to really encounter these ideas.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting a dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth, and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Also, want to make sure you know, if you need up to $35,000, whether it's for home improvement, car repair, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com right now. That's LoanUS.com. LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details will vary. See LoanUS.com for more details. As we continue here with Penn Jillette and a recent piece that he wrote up about how it was that he became a libertarian, taking him way back to, the 70s? When was this? When he was...
Yeah, it sounds probably about right. I'm not exactly
late 70s,
sure,
but... maybe early 80s, yep. Somewhere in that range. Meeting with a guy named Tim Jennison, who was somewhat influential in his life at that time, apparently. And Penn was pointing out that he was kind of in the Hollywood elite, the Hollywood liberal crowd, and that was what he was expected to sort of become. But then this guy Tim started asking him some tough questions about, well, hey, Penn, you're a peacenik, but wait a minute, how can you support violence against your neighbors, basically, which is, of course, what the government does. I'm paraphrasing this.
It's actually also funny that in this story he doesn't mention James Randi at all, because I believe that Randi probably would have progressed him along this path as well.
I don't know. But...
So he asks, or he says here, you know, he's gotten pretty far along. He says, so in my morality, I shouldn't be able to tell anyone to do something with a gun that I wouldn't do myself. Now, I want to add here that I am incompetent and I am a coward. So this is all theoretical. But what I'm about to say, if you asked me, would I use a gun to stop a murder? Yeah. Would I use a gun to stop a rape? Yeah. Would I use a threat of a gun to stop a robbery? Yeah. I think you would kind of have to. Would I use a gun to protect our country and our way of life? Yeah. Would I use a gun to build a library? No. Do I think libraries are really important? Wicked important. Really important. I came from a dead factory town in western Massachusetts before the internet. Without the Greenfield Public Library, I wouldn't have had a chance. I rode my bike there every day. I read everything. When Frank Zappa put in the back of the album, Lumpy Gravy, do not listen to this until you've read Kafka's In the Penal Colony, I jumped on my bike and rode to the library and read it, and then came back to listen to the record. I followed directions well. So will I give my money to help someone build the library? Yeah. Will I ask other people to give their money to help build a library? Yeah. Will I beg other people to give money to build a library? Yeah. Will I lie to people to get them to give money to build a library?
No.
A little bit. Will I use a gun to get someone to build a library? No.
And that's what the government is right. The gun in the room, as has been referred to, I believe, by Stefan Molyneux. He still gets credit, I think, for that one. But the gun in the room, that's what they are. They're the agency of violence.
I thought the gun in the room was Larkin Rose, and the against the argument is Molyneux.
Maybe you're right about that. Well, either way, somebody made that up, and it was pretty good, whoever it was. but it's essentially, that's what the government is. It's a tool of violence that people sort of use to get their way. And you know, your point's great about the library, or his point's great.
Although technically, the gun in the room argument was originally Mao.
That's true. You know, all political power grows from the barrel of a gun. And I guess the myth of government is that you will get to have the gun at some point if you work hard enough and you lobby hard enough or whatever. But ultimately, you're not Donald Trump. You're not Hillary Clinton. You're not the city council. And odds are good you'll never be those things.
Right.
So you'll never have control over the gun. You can believe that those people will control the gun in the way that you want them to, like to build a library or whatever. But ultimately, it's still immoral to threaten people with violence to get them to support your program. No matter how just it may seem, no matter how valuable helping the poor or helping sick people. I mean, these are generally good things that people support.
Yeah.
But why not get them to support it through persuasion, which is what Penn was getting to there.
Well, that's the thing. because, you know, I also feel like, if, you know, whenever you hear the liberal argument, you know, people are like, well, if you don't like the way the government is doing things, you should just get out and vote. I mean, the answer to that should really be like, no, I don't really support violence.
Mm.
Because that's really what they're saying is you should just get out and force other people to your will by force.
Well, some people
just have, you know, support gun, you know, vote for the politicians that are just going to send the guns where they need to go for your beliefs.
So there's a related objection to libertarians running for office, because people who have some grasp of the idea that the government is force will then say that, oh, well, you libertarians just want to force us to not have government.
Right.
And so the idea is that you want to be forced to be left alone, or that the libertarians want to force to leave you alone.
No, it's an extension of the libertarian belief that guns should only be used in defense. And so what you're doing then is you're turning what is an aggressive force back in on itself and shrinking it down into nothing.
So I don't oppose the idea of running for political office or working through the system. I think it's an ugly, messy process. Some people have been disappointed by how slow it can be. I mean, even here in New Hampshire, where it's relatively accessible and you as an individual actually can talk to these people, these politicians, you can have some level of influence. It's still a brutally slow and arduous and frustrating and stupid
process. It's hard to
process.
Get the snake to eat its own tail.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly right. And then it turns out that some of these people who call themselves libertarians aren't voting that way every single time. There's some of them who are voting in favor of, you know, like there was a couple who voted for Medicaid recently.
Right.
And the excuse was, well, it wasn't going to, it was going to pass anyway, so we had to scratch the political backs.
It's my feeling that there are certainly a whole lot of Republicans around that are claiming to be free state libertarians.
Yeah,
you know,
there
are. That are not, you know.
In this case, it was a couple of the Democrats who had voted for the Medicaid. But there are examples of the Republicans voting for, you know, pro-state things as well. So ultimately, and Mark was complaining about this off the air, and hopefully we'll get into it on the air maybe when he's back tomorrow night or something. But he's really frustrated over this. I'm like, dude, they're politicians. What do you expect from them?
Right.
Sure, they may call themselves libertarians. Sure, they may be more libertarian than other politicians, and I think they are. They're still better choices than what they, you know, the denizens of those offices previous to them. But they're still political animals. They're still going to behave that way. And I understand that it's disappointing that they're not truly principled libertarians. But when somebody like me proposes, hey, why don't you principled libertarians propose ending the war on drugs? The answer is usually, well, we don't have the political capital for that.
Right.
And that political capital is code words for we don't feel like we can pull that off. And so we need to start small and do things, you know, in a very, you know, kind of micro steps manner. To get to where we want to go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're also afraid of being laughed at, is what that also
by the other politician.
Right. Oh, you get laughed out of office. Well, so what? You know, like maybe every so often there needs to be somebody who can get into office and then get laughed right out of office.
And then somebody else gets in there.
Those people being thrown against the system.
I tend to agree with that.
Yeah.
So, Johnson, you going to run for state rep?
Yeah. I think I'm already out of the box.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-453. What do you mean, out of the box?
I think, you know, I've already been outed as, you know, like somebody who's not going to make it in the office in the first place.
Well, you're in Keene. Of course you're not.
Exactly. That's my point.
Again, the point of...
We need somebody who gets in office who then gets, you know, laughed out of office. You have to get in first.
855
for that plan to work.
450-3733. 855-453. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live. More about Penn coming up.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Talking about Penn Jillette and how he became a libertarian. His own words. He's writing a story over at, where was it again? Where was
it's from the Cato Institute.
Cato Institute. And I believe he is one of the fellows at the Cato Institute. So you can join us here, and you can tell your story if you darn well feel like it, how you became a libertarian. What was it? Was it one person who really influenced you heavily, or was there somebody who kind of planted the seed, and then later on down the line, you finally, you know, it sprouted into something? What happened with you? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. It would probably be helpful if I actually pulled Skype up so I could see it. And there it is. So there's a movement in healthcare today. It's a movement of people ready to stand up and take charge of their healthcare. People like you, who are tired of paying too much for healthcare and getting too little. Folks standing up for their values and letting their conscience make decisions based on timeless principles. It's a movement sweeping the nation, and you should be part of it. Liberty HealthShare is leading the movement of people who are looking for an alternative to traditional health insurance. And Liberty HealthShare is a healthcare sharing organization of people who are sharing the cost of healthcare in an easy and efficient way. So choose your own doctor, your own hospital, and live out your values in healthcare. Join the movement and change healthcare for good by going to joinlhs.com. That's joinlhs.com. Or call them toll-free at 800-722-8041. That's 800-722-8041. Back to more with Penn Jillette. Johnson, go ahead with the story from Cato.
Sure. So he says, following up on the discussion, he says, and that is, in a nutshell, my entire view of politics. that I have to look over what people want the government to do and say, if I were given all the power, would I use a gun to accomplish what they want to accomplish? I am a huge fan of art, and I am a huge fan of crazy art. But Teller and I, before we met Tim Jennison, and before we actually called ourselves libertarians, we had a lot of run-ins with government art groups. There was a theater in Philadelphia called the Walnut Street Theater. It's still there, and upstairs at the Walnut Street Theater was Theater 5, which was a little tiny room that sat 100 people. And they had local grants, federal grants, just grants, and put together this little experimental theater shows in this 100-seat theater on the fifth floor of the Walnut Street Theater. They had all their money paid by the government, and they had to put up one new show. I think it was every 6 weeks. Teller and I, at this point, were street performers. We went out to Head House Square in Philadelphia and would do a 12-minute juggling show, and I would pass the hat. I was a very, very successful street performer. We had a dream of doing a full evening show indoors. We needed a place, and Teller had gone to college with one of the guys who had these grants. Mm. But we didn't know they had grants. We thought they were the same as us, that they made money from ticket sales. They said that they couldn't get their show together 6 weeks with nothing else to do, and they couldn't do a show. Shakespeare's in the public domain. So they said, you can have our theater to put your show on. You'd only have to pay us a little bit of money, and you can have the whole space and do the whole show. We were thrilled to pieces. Just thrilled to pieces. Mm. And we worked really hard. I mean, hard for show business. We went out and did press releases, and I got reviews. And that 100-seat theater, when we were in there, was sold out for the whole 6 weeks.
Wow.
Then the head of the Walnut Street Theater found out that our show had been so successful, they'd never been successful in there at all, and came and talked to us. We didn't know we were blowing the G on the joint, to use Carney terms. We didn't know we were giving up a secret, to use, I guess, regular people terms. He said, how much of the grant money did you get? And we said, grant money? Grant money? No,
we're paying.
We just happen to have the theater. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
A small fee for it.
Yeah. It's really helpful. And you know that small amount of rent we're paying. And he said, rent? I said, this has been wonderful. We've been making our living. It's going great.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they lost all their grants. And there were all
sorts... Because someone charged rent? Yeah. Is that why?
Yep. And then there were all sorts of articles written on how Penn and Teller were destroying the arts in Philadelphia because we had lost the federal grants because we were ratted out the people who were doing the real important, significant work
even
that
though they
we
sold
were doing
out.
Because we were commercial.
Yeah, even though they sold out night after night and actually gave people a reason to show up.
But they were commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Then the 80s came around and that...
Oh, okay, so we were in the 70s.
Yep.
Okay, because I was wondering what time frame we were talking about here.
Mm-hmm. And there was all that controversy over a few artists. There was the Piss Christ art. There was the...
That was the 80s?
Yep.
Huh.
There was a New York artist named David Wagnerowitz. It's a very hard name to pronounce. Wagnerowitz. That did art that was very controversial and very, very blasphemous. They lost some of their National Endowment for the Arts, NEA, grants, and I was then in a very awkward position. I was a freedom of speech nut, and I thought they absolutely should have the right to do whatever art they wanted. Mm-hmm. But I was also remembering that my Theater 5 days in Philadelphia, and I didn't think that the government should pay them. And although I am an atheist, my mom and dad were very strong Christians, and I was very close to them. And I had that image in my head of the gun. I looked at this art that I loved that was so blasphemous to my mom and dad, and I was appalled by the idea that my mom and dad were having a gun held to their head to pay for the art that I loved.
Or to pay for something.
Didn't.
Yeah, to pay for something they considered to be offensive.
Yep.
And look, if it's good art, people are going to pay, they're going to put money forward to support it. I guess the suggestion is that, you need to have the government... And, Johnson, you're an artist, so maybe you went to graphic design school, for instance. the argument would be, well, certain art isn't popular enough
right.
to warrant having an entire exhibit and an art gallery, which might cost money to operate. And so what about the art that isn't popular enough? Shouldn't that be promoted as well? Because if all you had was right. popular art, then, you know, you would have boring art, right? Don't you need to have someone promoting the unpopular art? Shouldn't that be what the government's doing?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of the art that's in, you know, that's popular now is garbage. I mean, there's just some stuff that's like, you know, it gets promoted. You know, it's whoever begs the most for the grants. I mean, that's what, you know, whoever jumps through those hoops. It has nothing to do with good, bad, popular, not popular. You know, it's just, you know, they can make that argument all they want, but I don't think it's accurate at all. I think it's whoever's, and this is a lot of what I was taught in art school that made me sick constantly, is basically they teach you how to BS, how to sell your art.
How to get grants?
Not getting grants, although I'm sure that's part of it.
Okay.
Although it wasn't, like, there was some stuff, a little bit about grant stuff, but not a whole lot. No, it's just how to sell the idea of your art, because that's what a lot of what fine art is you're just, you know, making stuff up to make people believe that it's worth something. I mean, mm-hmm. it's completely subjective. You know, art is completely subjective. It's subjective. So in terms of value, they want you to really learn how to sell through fiction, you know, like just make stuff up. And it was, you know, there wasn't a whole lot.
What does that mean? I don't know if you can reach for an example right quick, but, make stuff up, like, to whom?
This is the best iPhone we've ever created. The aesthetics of this iPhone are superior to any iPhone we've had in the past. Look at the beveled edges that are so finely refined, and the lines. We've gone through, and now with our new design, we've flattened every icon so that you have a crisp, clear design experience that really guides you. It's all nonsense. So, they're just making stuff up to make you feel like you're spending a reasonable amount of money.
What do they call that in the business world? Market speak in advertising terms?
Well beyond market speak in the art world. It's like, it's crazy.
So it's kind of fluffing up your product.
But it's like the entire product. It's so much so that it's not the art that matters anymore. The art is garbage. Who cares what's on the canvas?
It's the pitch.
It's the art is
this
irrelevant.
This is a one of a kind. Yeah, yeah. That kind of thing.
Okay. And that just drives me nuts. And so, you know, it's like, for me, it's like I wanted
our artist stayed up for 7 days straight, blindfolded, eating nothing.
Just
that kind
garbage.
Of thing. Like just creating a story around the artwork.
Because I wasn't in the graphic design part. Mm-hmm. Graphic design doesn't have that so much. And so I kind of went back and forth between graphic design and photography. Photography is way more about selling, because you're just capturing an image. I mean, you have to make an image, but
we're going to continue here with your thoughts. Welcome. If you want to jump into, maybe you've been involved in the sort of the government art grant nonsense, 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitfirst.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station,
U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free number 855-453. How did you end up becoming a libertarian? What was it that turned you away if you were on the path to totalitarianism, the path to supporting the state, which of course what most of us are raised into, because most people believe in the state.
I'm just thinking what a liberal would say just after that. For some reason, it popped in my mind when the way you said toll free, you kind of lingered it out in my, devil's advocate liberal that lives inside my brain from growing up in Connecticut was like, well, you libertarians, you sure you would have a toll-free line on your radio show, but you would never have a toll-free road.
Actually, I think you could have toll-free roads.
Of course. That's one of the first things I go to with roads is that it's only the crazy liberals who think that a government has to do it through force. It's like, just have, you have the road owners put up billboards wherever they want.
Which, of course, would upset some people because they think billboards are unattractive or ugly.
And because it's decided by committee and people voting that we can't have that. Whereas if it was decided by the road property owners, it would easily be able to have a toll-free road.
So there's a great book that ties into this discussion.
I like the billboards. Have you ever been, driven to Florida from here before, correct?
Well, actually, I've only driven from Florida to here.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's either way. South of the border.
Yes. Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
How could you hate that? I love
there's some
billboards.
People who just hate anything that they consider to be commercialism.
So, but those billboards are fantastic. I mean, I would love to see more billboards. Those are fantastic.
Entertaining,
I enjoy them, right?
Yeah, entertaining billboards that are
like
fun.
50 billboards you have to drive by. You're now a mile away. You're now, you know, like, yep. It's just, they, if it, anybody's not heard of this, they have a massive series of billboards on the way to this giant rest stop that's on the, is it the Mason-Dixon?
Is it a rest stop? I've never been.
Oh, wow.
I've only driven by it.
Oh, it's you should go. It's crazy. It's,
is it
crazy
considered a rest stop? I thought it was like a theme park or something
like that. It's a truck
stop.
It's also kind of a theme park, but it's basically a truck stop that has like these weird, crazy tchotchkes for sale.
Yeah,
like, you know,
south of the border. They may have their own brand.
Yeah, exactly. But they've got like toys and, you know, things you would want on the road, beef jerky, candy, soda, you know, whatever. Like, it's all these different things, but it's like this weird, it's done in just a way that's huge. I mean, there's dinosaurs there, like statues of statues of a big Mexican in a sombrero. It's just strange.
It's one of those bizarre tourist trap places.
Yeah,
huh?
But it's really fun. You know, it's fun to just, if you're doing that drive, I'm surprised you didn't stop in there. You ought to do it if you ever do that drive again.
Right. Just I appreciate that.
Swing in.
It was one of those things where I just wanted to get to where I was going, so didn't really want to stop off. But, you know, in relation to this whole conversation we're having about the violence that is the state right, being the monopoly on violence, Larkin Rose has a great book that I had the privilege of reading while I was in jail for civil disobedience called The Most Dangerous Superstition. The root cause of most of society's ills, the main source of man's inhumanity to man, is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. If people were to recognize that one belief for what it is, an utterly irrational, self-contradictory, and horribly destructive myth, most of the violence, oppression, and injustice in the world would cease. But that will happen only when people dare to honestly and objectively re-examine their belief systems. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes this myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of this one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. If you imagine yourself to be a compassionate, peace-loving, civilized human being, you must read The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose. You can find it on Amazon and, of course, at LarkinRose.com. That's The Most Dangerous Superstition. Super easy to read book, very short, written in an accessible kind of language. It's not an academic text. This is something you can easily share with loved ones. It'll definitely cause some serious cognitive dissonance. It will cause some people to really question their beliefs. I think he's a great writer, and I recommend it. So anyway, let's go back to Penn Jillette and his story about how he became a libertarian.
So he was, talking about this art and, his mom and dad, who are heavily Christian, being forced to pay for what's blasphemous atheist art. And he said, and that to me was libertarianism in a nutshell. I wanted those artists to have their work everywhere. I wanted those artists to be very, very successful. But I did not want anyone that did not like that art to pay for it, and certainly not to be forced.
Mm.
So when Wagnarowicz lost the grants from the NEA, and I went over to, when Wagnarowicz lost the grants from,
this is the theater that he and Teller played at in Philadelphia.
A New York artist named Wagnarowicz who did very, very controversial, very,
okay,
very
okay.
blasphemous art.
Got it.
And, because his art was so blasphemous, he lost some of the grants from the NEA, National Endowment for the Arts, because it was government.
Which is government. Yeah.
So when he lost the grants from the NEA, I went over to his studio. He was a little surprised that I'd showed up there because I'd been on TV a few days before saying that I didn't think that the NEA should exist at all and that he shouldn't get any money whatsoever. I said, I'd like to buy a lot of your work, and I want to buy it because I really, really like it.
Hmm.
As a matter of fact, with some of my friends, we bought enough art from him to actually make up for his grant. And now I own that art, and it's worth a ton of money.
Wow.
So I turned out okay. I've read such wonderful defenses of the invisible hand, and I know how important it is to let the free market work. But I can't say in good conscience that I'm absolutely sure that if you took regulation regulations away and let the free market run wild, that everyone would be doing better and everyone would be happy and everyone would be living in utopia.
No, I mean, who makes that claim?
Right.
Are there libertarians who say that? Because that's obviously unbelievable.
Yeah.
The ideas of liberty aren't going to guarantee human happiness.
Right.
I mean, there's no way to guarantee that.
And bad people will still do bad things.
Of course. The people who are in government aren't going to disappear.
Right.
They're going to try to figure out some other way to scam people or whatever. But at the very least, they won't have the institutional belief system that people have that,
right.
Oh, well, if it's government, then violence is all of a sudden acceptable because, well, we voted for this and this is the system and that's the way things have always been. But nobody who's a libertarian should be presenting to any audience, whether they're friends or strangers, that all problems in the world are going to be solved, that there will be no more violence with the ideas of liberty. No. No, the ideas of libertarianism are just a basis to build a decent society. The non-aggression principle isn't enough. And we've had people call in to sort of indict the non-aggression principle. And I do agree to the point where it's just the beginnings of how you interact with human beings. It's the basic statement
it's
of
a principle.
Don't hit that person.
It's a principle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell you the best way to interact with people.
Right.
It doesn't tell you how to win friends and influence people, which is a great book, by the way, by Dale Carnegie. It doesn't tell you anything about how to actually make better relationships with people. It just tells you how to not treat people, what not to do. Don't use aggression to get your way. Don't use fraud to get your way. Those are just two baseline things.
Well,
that's it.
He finishes it.
It's not complicated.
It makes sense that it would work. You know, based on what he just said, he says it does make sense that it would work, but I don't know. I do know that if this is a government by the people, and I'm one of the people, and the government is the one with the guns, I know that it is immoral for me to use the government to use force, to use guns, to do anything that I wouldn't do myself, and that's how I became a libertarian.
Great article.
So,
Penn Jillette,
how did you become a libertarian, Ian?
That's a good question. It probably had to do with smoking pot for the first time back in 96 or somewhere in that range.
So you're one of those pot-smoking Republicans, is that right?
I was raised as a Republican in a Republican family, and I smoked pot and realized I've been lied to by the government. And that was kind of my first real experience of an aha moment about the state, and it made me wonder what other things I've been lied to about. And it was also a kind of a harrowing experience as well, because I remember being super paranoid about the first time we were going to smoke pot. It was like, you know, now smoking pot's no big deal or whatever. I actually don't tend to smoke it these days, but when I do, it's no big deal because it's like, whoopee-doo, this is not a big deal. But when you're 16 and you've never done it for at all ever and all you've heard are scary stories about it and you know that the police have machine guns and that they've kicked in people's doors over it, I remember, you know, having to come to, like, agreements with my friends, like, all right, what are we going to do if the police show up? Where are we gonna, how are we going to handle this? And it was super paranoid and ridiculous.
Mine is kind of interesting because, it's, you know, I grew up in a very liberal state. I grew up in Connecticut.
That's right.
You know, and the interesting thing is that I think that what happens is if you take George Carlin and hacker culture and you smash those two together, you can get libertarianism. Because, you know, it just, the freedom of speech, and I, you know, by age 11, I had a bunch of Carlin stuff memorized, but...
Was he a libertarian, though?
No.
All right, hold on. I want you to explain the rest here in a moment. 855-453. If you want to tell us your story, 855-450-3733, how you came to liberty. Hour 3 is on the way.
Could you use up to $35,000? Whether it's for home improvement, car repairs, paying off taxes, debt consolidation, emergency funds, or any other reason, LoanUS.com can match you with a lender that can offer up to $35,000. Quick, convenient, and completely online. LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. You can get up to $35,000 as soon as the next day. Visit LoanUS.com now.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.